which identifies a number of proposals for steps that state parties can take to establish, amend, or review measures to implement Article 3. We are also going to propose an amendment to paragraph 52 relating to cooperation in the private sector. Most international cooperation and collaboration in the life sciences occurs regularly through other bilateral, multilateral, NGO, academic, and private sector channels. In many cases, governments do not possess the technology state parties hope to acquire. The 8th Review Conference should include language in the final document reaffirming the important role of players outside of governments, such as international organizations and the private sector, which contribute to advancing international cooperation in the life sciences. We encourage state parties to take note of these roles and to work to create closer ties between the health, science, and security communities in their countries. Such efforts should include, but not be limited to, implementation of the World Health Organization International Health Regulations 2005. We're also going to add a new sub-bullet under paragraph 54, focusing on private sector partnerships. We note that there are impediments to exchanges and international cooperation under Article 10 that potential recipient countries could work to reduce in order to encourage the exchange of equipment, materials, and information. State parties should explore steps each can take to encourage collaboration between themselves and the private sector and work to create conditions favorable to commercial biotechnology investment in their countries. This would help reduce the impediments to ongoing exchanges and international cooperation under Article 10 in order to promote the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and information. Again, in many cases, governments do not possess the technology, nor can they compel their private sector to transfer its technology to states parties hoping to acquire it. My delegation has submitted a working paper that contains some suggestions for actions that state parties could take to create conditions favorable to commercial biotechnology investment in their countries. We're also going to supplement paragraph 55 on the importance of infrastructure. Review conferences have previously called on state parties to create infrastructure for disease surveillance, detection, diagnosis, and containment, and national biological risk management. My delegation would like to note that establishing such infrastructure can also be valuable in assisting state parties to fulfill their other international obligations, such as the international health regulations. We will be submitting a new paragraph affirming the role of the ISU in supporting capacity building activities of states and encouraging support and improvement of the cooperation and assistance database. The United States firmly believes that assistance for capacity building is an important element of the BWC and that state parties have the right to seek such assistance. Moreover, we believe that state parties in a position to do so have a responsibility to offer appropriate assistance and to identify mechanisms to enhancing capacity building. We would like to explore how the cooperation assistance database established for targeting resources both by state parties seeking cooperation and assistance and by those willing to provide it can be improved and further utilized. We have suggested ways to enhance its utility, such as organizing information thematically and including links to other sources of technical information, assistance, and advice. Adding links to such information would make the database and website more useful and consequently more used. We encourage continuation of such cooperation assistance, bearing in mind that at the last review conference, state parties affirmed the rights and responsibilities of all state parties regarding assistance, capacity building, and the mechanisms available for support. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.